Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yes, and we are live at the Texas Children's Houston Open. It is what a lovely day.
Golly, it's great.
It is. It's beautiful. There's a lot of beautiful people out here. They are making the rounds. There's a lot of stars out here. J-Lo's here. He's already barking orders for waters and stuff like that. So he's got his country club attitude going on, and it's only appropriate.
Yeah, at the Houston Open. And you're coming out in typical fashion. I said, do we have water? Is what I said, and that's all of a sudden we have water. So I didn't ask for anything.
Yeah,
said,
but do we have water is the same as go get me some water.
Said,
let's be serious.
I said, do we?
You know, there's
water
somewhere. Do we have waters? You have eyes. You know whether we had waters or not.
I did not. This is a big tent.
Well, I mean, it's not that big. Kind of since the moment. I'm also surprised you're not in the golf spikes, my friend.
I'm not in the golf. I'm not that guy. I don't do that. I'm in my slip-ons here, man.
Yeah, we got. We got a lot of people making their way up here. There's some activity going on the course. I guess the number one golfer in the world is here.
That would be Scottie Scheffler.
Yes, he is.
Tony Finau is here. Gary Woodland is here. Really good group.
Never heard of those last two.
You haven't heard of them, huh?
Uh-uh.
Luke List.
Never heard of him.
Will Zalatoris.
Heard of him.
Yeah, because I gave you the lowdown on him before he became famous.
Yeah, didn't know those other two, though.
I love golf. God, yeah. I love golf. I really do.
Do you?
I really love. You know that. I watch golf usually on Sundays. I don't mess around with the Friday, Saturday stuff if it's not in Houston. But I just love this game, and it's fun to be around. And what weather? If you're thinking about something to do on a Friday, I don't work for Texas Children's or the Houston Open. But man, get out here! It's gorgeous.
There's a lot of people already are already on the beer. I walked in, so there's some 9 a.m. beer drinkers.
Can I share a text with you?
You can share a text with me. Go ahead.
I'll share a text with you from one Tyler Milner.
Okay.
One Tyler Milner said, I'm going to be out there with my brother at 7 a.m. I'll come by. I'll probably be, let's just say,
drunk. Okay. Well, text T-Mill back and tell him to bring us a couple brews over here.
Okay.
Get us some golf beers.
Yeah.
So T-Mill getting up at 7, huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
Hey, how about speaking of, I don't work at Texas Children's Hospital. My daughter does.
Yeah, she does. And
I gotta
bring this up at 10:35. I gotta bring this up at 10:35, but go ahead. Get this out. I don't know what to think of this.
I'm telling you, man, this is a huge, huge honor.
Is it?
So my daughter has been volunteering. She's here today. She's probably going to come by after her shift at 1 o'clock too. She's volunteering over by the 4th and 18th, I think, 18th fairway, something like that.
Yeah,
volunteer of the day yesterday.
Yeah,
she got volunteer of the day.
Yeah,
all the volunteers out here.
Don't know if I'd brag about that.
Volunteer of the day.
I don't know. That probably means she's just the most annoying.
No.
If I'm being honest, like I'm not trying to judge too much, but volunteer of the day, that just means she's either the biggest butt kisser or the most annoying loud
or most helpful. Have you considered that?
I don't know, man. I don't. Of all the things she's done, she saved a life this year. She saves lives for a living. I don't know if we need to be bragging about volunteer for the day.
She's you know, you might want to consider that it was voted on by her peers. by everybody who was volunteering there, and maybe she just does a hell of a good job.
I don't know about this one. I don't know about this
You've seen a good volunteer. Remember the Super Bowl, the lady at the coffee when as we're going in?
Yeah.
That woman should have gotten Volunteer of the Week. You remember that?
Yeah, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
Like, so people are walking by my daughter saying,
I got to know who was in the running.
Well, she's going to come by. We can ask her.
Yeah, I got to know who was in the running for this award.
People were going by my daughter saying, that girl is doing a hell of a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know about
that. So they made her Volunteer of the Day.
All the accomplishments.
How about that?
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you here on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610. Aaron keeping us on the air as well. We're live at the Houston Open. A lot of folks coming through.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
My man right there, rocking the jeans on the course.
That's all right.
Yeah, it's. Yeah, I mean, that's I all guess. Right. Is
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Sure.
You sure?
I mean, I wouldn't, but it's all
yeah,
right.
I don't
it's
know.
Not
I
like
don't,
sticking out like a sore thumb.
I don't know about that.
It's better man. Than golf spikes.
Yeah, but I mean, what is that really saying? You know, kind of got my. My golf voice on right
Crowd's
now.
Crowd's rolling in.
Yeah,
the golfers are on the course.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys. There's another, there's some more.
Yeah,
there's some more jeans.
Some more jeans.
Yeah, we're getting.
Figgy, the golfers are on the course.
The blue jean.
Some golfers are on the course.
The blue jeans are coming through. I don't know about these guys.
You need to hide them.
You didn't hide the jeans?
Yeah,
that guy looks like a cowboy though, man. That's all. That's his whole wardrobe.
Yeah, but I mean, you're on a course, brother.
Yeah, he doesn't have anything
khakis.
Else.
Go get you some khakis.
Look at he's got all the stains on him from like working on the ranch and stuff. That guy's
yeah,
a cowboy right
yeah.
there.
Yeah, I don't know. Man.
Yeah,
jeans on a golf course.
Yeah,
I just don't think he can do that, man.
Yeah,
I don't know about all that. Little concerning.
No, man, it's good. It's all good.
It is Friday, so yesterday. March Madness. We had.
I'm
Chunk.
Done. I'm done.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, me too.
I'm done.
We had 12 out of 16. It was Chalk in the Sweet 16. 12 out of the 16, top four seeds. And then yesterday, Chalk these nuts because
yep.
there's three out of four upsets.
Mm-hmm.
Carolina, done.
Yep.
Arizona,
yep.
done. And I got to confess this,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think I'm alone. But I'm just going to be honest with the audience. The next whole UConn game I watch will be the first full
they
UConn game I
people.
Watch. And that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, there's been unpredictability in this tournament. And the only constant is whether it's because it's a better matchup or mm-hmm. whether it's because it's a closer game. Every time I look up on that top right of the screen where the scores
yeah.
are, it's just a complete assing, and UConn is just whooping up on somebody.
Let's play a little game here.
Is that? I mean, can anyone mess with them?
I was thinking about this yesterday.
Because, again, I haven't watched them because they haven't played
well,
close games.
Well, I started
games.
To watch them. But I was thinking about this yesterday as I was watching the games. All right, so this is the Sweet 16, and they win by 30.
Yes.
If right now, sight unseen, sight unseen, you don't know who they're playing.
I don't know.
You don't know anything about their opponent. Could be U of H, could be anybody. If I set the over-under in the championship game with UConn playing at 19.5, would you take the over or the under?
I would take the under just because at some point it's got to happen, right? I mean, I just don't know. I don't know. I don't know about them. I just know that they're beating everybody badly. Because regionally they haven't been the game of interest.
Yeah.
And there's been some good games. There's been some unpredictability. But what are we doing here, UConn?
I'd take the over. Championship game, sight unseen. Even U of H.
And the craziest thing about them is that, you know, usually whenever you talk about long-term success in college sports, you can be like, okay, Nick Saban at Alabama, it was damn near, I don't know, a decade and a half. Coach Krzyzewski at Duke. Good job. Dean Smith, Tom, like all these guys. Dude, UConn's been winning championships since the 90s,
yeah.
and it's been three different coaches.
Yeah, yeah, but Hurley's got it going on. Big
yeah,
time.
But I'm just saying they won with Calhoun. They won with Kevin Ollie. Like
yeah.
it's three different coaches. They just keep it going.
Yeah, what is this going to be, five if they win it? Six? Something like that?
It's just beatdowns, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Beatdowns. Shout out to all the U of H folk. Going up 45 right now, listening to us on 610. I think you can get it about to Madisonville,
mm-hmm.
and then you turn on that Odyssey app. You're going up 45. You're going to go watch the Cougs at the American Airlines Center. Recommendation from me, there's a bar on the concourse at the AAC just opened. It kind of it's pretty good, but I will say I would probably advise you instead of going to Hero Bar. Mm-hmm. There's a Hooters on the West End, which is a few blocks there. It's actually a pretty good Hooters. They got the good beer. So just go to the Hooters, park on the West End, walk over, and then go to the AAC because Hero Bar will get you for probably $12 beers
yeah,
right now.
Yeah,
you're going to be paying stadium price. Go to the Hooters. If you're going to watch the Cougs, go to the Hooters in the West End, get some brews, walk over.
Yeah.
Tell them I sent you. I've been there a few times.
I bet you have. And if you're driving right now and we're getting in close to lunchtime, once you get to Centerville, you want to get off and go to Woody's.
On the right or the left?
So, yeah, but the right is the better one.
The right is the better one. Yeah. The barbecue you can avoid, but they got full cheesecakes. You can get a full cheesecake for $20.
Well, here's the hack.
$20.
Here's the hack on the barbecue. Their sliced brisket is not as good as their chopped barbecue.
There you go.
Chopped barbecue because it has the sauce already on it. It's a lot better. So get yourself a chopped barbecue sandwich. Send me a picture.
That's
the hack there.
Yeah, this is the thing here. Like, everyone wants to go to Bucky's.
Go to Woody's.
Go to Woody's. Mm-hmm. Go a little bit past right there on the right.
Yeah.
Woody's. It's going to be on your right and your left. They got the best kolaches. Mm-hmm. They got the treats. They got all that. So if you're going up 45, that's the move.
Yes.
Woody's. Team Woody's.
That's exactly right.
And it's not – there's not a bunch of people standing around.
Who said it was
overrated? Landry. Landry
yeah,
did.
It is overrated, Jeff Van Gundy. It is overrated. A bunch of people sitting there looking at frozen cheese like it's an extinct – gorilla at the zoo or something like that at Bucky's.
Well, there's no such thing as an extinct gorilla at the zoo.
I walk into Bucky's.
But you're on a roll.
Nearly extinct.
Yeah, that gorilla would be dead.
Nearly extinct.
Okay.
Goodness gracious.
Like an extinct gorilla at the zoo.
A nearly extinct.
In other words, a corpse. In other words.
You walk into Bucky's like it's cool. Oh, wow. An airport souvenir shop that's the size of...
I like Bucky's, man.
Oh, come on, brother.
I like Bucky's.
It's okay, but come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you got a chopped beef sandwich. Thanks.
I will
Who
say...
Who the hell wants a chopped beef sandwich in a guest?
Yeah, I will say...
Although their chopped turkey goes in.
I don't know if I've ever had their chopped
with the
turkey.
Pickles and the barbecue. Yeah. Although, that inflation got it. used to be $4.99 post-2020. The turkey sandwich at Bucky's is now $7.99, dude.
Oh,
it was $5. Thanks, COVID.
Shout-out to COVID. How about a shout-out to COVID? Yeah, and the extinct gorillas at the zoo.
But you walk into Bucky's when you're going up 45. You walk up. You see people six rows deep.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, my God. There must be, like, there must be some sort of, like, elephant or giraffe or something that they're looking at. What are we looking at? You get six rows deep. It's the soda fountain.
Yeah, of course it is.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
It's just a normal soda fountain.
I like Bucky's. You
Come on,
Bucky's.
Brother.
You leave Bucky's alone.
Come on, brother.
I don't like the lines at Bucky's.
What would Bucky's be if you got rid of the damn airport souvenir shop?
Well, their food's
Come
good.
Come on, man.
Their food's good.
Okay, it's okay.
Yeah.
But we're waiting, okay?
Yeah.
We're having
like
to wait.
Parfaits.
They got the number. Yeah, everyone has that. They have that at Woody's.
They do have that at Woody's.
Woody's has it right in the middle, and it's efficient.
Yeah.
And you get right out. You go right in. They got the country folk right there.
Yeah. Clean bathrooms.
Yeah. And Bucky's is also trying to flex on you, too.
Everybody,
man. Every time you walk out to Bucky's, this is where they got to stick the middle finger up to you.
What's that?
You're walking out, and all of a sudden it has, like, everybody's salary up there.
Oh, yeah.
$20 an hour for the cashier.
With full insurance.
$18 here. Full benefits. Like, they're just flexing on folks.
Like, we're so bad at it.
Man, I don't need y'all salaries. Are y'all giving us that information?
We can give you full insurance.
Come on, man.
$25 an hour.
You got people sitting there at the gas station pump.
Yeah.
Chilling. the whole family's just going crazy. The restrooms, though, I don't know how they keep them so good, though.
The restrooms, and here's the other thing I like about Bucky's a lot. You go through that line like nothing. Like
I'll give them that. They're
in
and out Chick-fil-A efficient with the lines. I'll give them that.
Yeah, you can have three people in front of you, and it takes 10 seconds.
Yeah, I'll give them that.
They just go.
But can we at least we got to agree on something? Because mm-hmm. I think we're somewhere in between when it comes to Bucky's. There's people who are obsessed with it, and then there's people like me who are like, I'm going to Woody's instead. Can we at least agree on one thing?
What's that?
Beaver nuggets suck.
I don't like beaver nuggets.
What is that? Of all the things to advertise,
it's just
beaver
great
nuggets,
marketing,
dude,
man.
It's sugar.
It's great. It's just great marketing.
It's just sugar.
The entire beaver is great marketing. I mean, whoever came up with that, I think the guy that started it is an Aggie. He started.
You sure?
Yeah, because the very first Buc-ee's, I was working in Clute, Texas.
I feel like you always say the guy's an Aggie.
No, he is. Look it up. I was working in Clute, Texas. Clute, Texas.
Okay.
Down by Surfside at the Brazosport Facts. I was doing an internship in 1982 or 3.
Damn.
And they had one place called Buc-ee's in Lake Jackson.
Yeah, it started in LJ.
Yes, in Lake, they had one place called Buc-ee's, and it was an Aggie that started it.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden, here we are. Jeff Van Gundy's giving him love on national television. All this. But going to Dallas, Woody's.
Woody's.
Yeah.
Right off there. Yeah. And then just exit right there on Field Street.
Mm-hmm.
Go under. Go to the Hooters. So just exit Field, stay right. You're going to U-turn. You're going to go past you're going to go past there, and you're going to U-turn. Go to Hooters and then walk to the game. Trust me. West End. And it's easier to get out too.
Yes.
Trust me. Yes. Trust me. Hooters. Don't let them get you at that place in the concourse. Don't let them get you.
Last thing before we get to Astros and Texans and all kinds of stuff that's happening today.
Oh, what?
Texans, man, they had a new contract restructure.
Oh, wow.
Big one. Big one. Before we get to that, if you are coming out here, you're going to see some wild golf.
We're at the Houston Open, by the way.
If you like to see professional golfers struggling, having to make tough shots, etc., the wind's going to be 25 miles an hour this afternoon. It's already blowing pretty good here. So we're going to see some shots, man. We're going to see some wild stuff.
Why are golf fans such haters?
They're not haters.
They like to see the guys struggle. It's kind of
–
Why are y'all such haters?
I like to see the challenge.
Y'all just like to see –
like a guy hits a tee shot into the right behind a tree. Well, how's he going to handle that? That, to me, is awesome.
Yeah, y'all are some haters, man.
No, not haters. Fans. Sure. Golf fans.
Golf fans.
Yeah.
All right. It is 10:16 here on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. We're live out here. At the Houston Open, we've got to address some things at 10:35. Did my coworkers take it too far?
Wow.
Two guys that I work with that I like, did they take it too far?
Am I one of them?
Yes, you are.
Of course I am.
Yes, you are. did John Lopez take it too far? I think it's possible, man.
Nah, man.
That perhaps he took it too far. Now, Sean Pendergast.
Speaking of haters.
Sean Pendergast.
Yeah. How was that concert last night?
He definitely took it too far. Wait, he went to a concert?
Yeah, Billy Joel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Billy Joel still performing?
Billy Joel.
Wow.
His 100th concert at Madison Square Garden.
Man.
I saw that. That's crazy.
Wow. So he's been there 100 times.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd he open for?
That's good. I like that. I like that.
That's going to be my new go-to. From now on, when someone says they went to a concert, I'm going to say who they opened for, no matter who it is.
I got to give you credit on that one. Who do you open for? Billy Joel.
Coming up, let's play a little game. And I can already see it on the text line. I get it. It's baseball. It's a long season.
Is it early?
It's 162. I want to play a little game in the spirit of what we saw yesterday. Coming up next, the first 2024 edition of It's Early, But next.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Figgy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
All the jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
With Landry Locker.
Landry, I mean, you're going to be in midday forever now.
And John Lopez.
On occasion, Lopez makes a statement that's so ludicrous, it makes me pick my phone up and call you guys.
You're in the loop on Houston's Sports Leader.
Your champ, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, In the Loop, live from the Houston Open, presents to you the first 2024 edition of It's Early Butts, featuring your Houston Astros. 0-1 on the season, off to a hell of a start. Three-run first inning, four-run lead, all for nothing. Astros fall 5-4, and we already know, to all you baseball folk, on the text line, we know it's early.
But
we know it's a long season. But there are some things that perhaps we need to maybe not overreact to, but we need to react to, because these are very important things when it comes to the Astros achieving the standard in which they've set.
Yeah.
And I want to start with Framber Valdez.
Oh, I want to start with Framber Valdez, too.
Go ahead and take it away. Let's start with Framber Valdez. And by the way, there's a bit in town that needs to stop. I'll get into it in 5 minutes. I've had enough of this.
Enough.
I've had enough of
up
this.
To here.
It's got
to
stop. Start with Framber, though.
All right, so it's early.
It's early, but.
But we have to ask, and we're already asking, is Framber an ace?
We've been talking about this for years.
Well, here's the thing. If we're asking this question, I said this yesterday and I was wrong. I said if we're asking this question to start next year, then we have our answer. I think if we ask this question in, in July, we'll have our answer. If Framber, look, here's the reason that you have to at least, you know, kind of raise an eyebrow here. You don't have to go over the top. He couldn't have been set up for easier for a win. He could not have been better set up for a win yesterday. Home crowd, playoff atmosphere.
Yankees.
Three-run lead.
Coming off last year's
four-run
meltdown.
Lead.
Coming off last year's meltdown.
Entire spring training geared up for one start, this start. And you get the win, the huge buzz. You're not facing the Yankees' best pitcher. I mean, obviously Nestor was okay, but you got to him. He was staked to that 4-0 lead. Fresh bullpen whenever he's ready. Everything is set up perfectly for Framber. Yeah. Six walks and hit a batter.
Yeah. Yeah, and he got out of trouble, quite frankly.
Yeah.
Twice. I had the over, and I was like, damn, Framber, you're going to screw me over. Well, he didn't. The over hit, but – Man, I'm done even asking the question about whether or not Fromber's an ace, because the fact we've been having this discussion for a few years.
I'm gonna give him till July.
Oh, okay. So you're still open to
it. If we ask this question in July, we have our answer.
Okay, so you're still open to this. Yes. I thought last year was enough for you, John. We had the discussion damn near half the year.
Yeah, well, of course. He was, like I said yesterday, he was 6-5 with a 3.75 ERA in August and September, the stretch run. So he has struggled, and he did not show to be an ace all last year. And certainly, like I said, the guy, it was on a silver platter for
him
to win
that game.
6 walks.
And by the way,
game.
He got out of trouble a couple of times.
Yes.
You got to give him credit for that, but you're also in trouble. You got to give him credit for it, but you also got to say, man, Fromber, I'm telling you, you can tell what Fromber's going to do based on how much he's sweating in warmups. Mm-hmm. Yesterday he had the Patrick Ewing pregame sweat on. You knew it was over.
It's so that's one. It's early, bud.
All right, it's early, bud. Let's be positive. Let's focus on the positive here.
Well, okay.
This one I want to be positive.
All right.
Josh Hader's a badass.
He is one bad dude.
That is a bad dude right there. And they need to max that fireman Lil Wayne thing. I think they need lights.
Yeah.
Some like flashing lights and all that type of stuff. Josh Hader. You are a badass,
he
my
is
friend.
One bad. 13
you
pitches,
are a badass,
right?
My friend.
Ooh, three strikeouts.
They look lost,
pitchers.
Man.
They didn't have a clue.
Man, that was money well spent.
And I thought they had a chance. It's early, but here's the other one. We knew Joe Espada was going to be aggressive.
Yeah.
Is it too aggressive? Is it too much?
I mean, Dubon got thrown out in the 5-4 game by Soto, by the way. Pretty good ball player.
Pretty good debut.
I thought it was funny how Blum and Callis were kind of tiptoeing around. Like, he might have got him on his leg there.
Yeah.
we'll see what they say.
From one angle, it kind of looked – no, it doesn't. And Jake Meyers hit a 415-foot home run and you
hold on. Can I just stop you there?
What?
Can I just stop you there?
Go ahead.
Because this is what we've got to stop this.
What's that?
This Chris Singleton thing's
John
stop.
Singleton.
John Singleton.
That's exactly
whatever the hell his
going.
Name is.
That's
John right. Singleton.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm thinking Chris Singleton, the old White Sox player. I wish.
Or the singer.
Yeah. Stop the John Singleton thing, okay?
Yeah.
What is he, 1-for-27 pinch hitting? Get this guy off my baseball field.
Yes.
This feel good story, this used to do this and that. That's cool. This is enough. He got waived last year. This is enough, man. Get John Singleton off my baseball team.
Okay. But that's aggression. He pulled Jake Meyers after a 415-foot home run in the 6th inning.
Yes. Get him off
the 6th inning.
Okay, just get Singleton off my baseball team.
Yes.
He stinks.
I mean, it's early, but
I'm tired
golly.
Of hearing I'm tired of the feel good story, okay?
That's a lot
he
of aggression.
He used to do drugs. Awesome. Okay? Like great. Awesome. Like move on. Like get I'm tired of the Singleton feel good story. It's almost like a courtesy at this point.
Yeah.
Just trotting him out there and I have to hear the same damn story every single time and I see the same damn result. Just get him off the team.
Yes.
This seriously, like I thought this was over.
But that's on the manager too, man.
No, it's on the GM. Like
but I'm saying they put him in the 6th inning after Meyers was clearly
We could go to Rice and find someone to go 1-for-27 pinch hitting. Just get Singleton off my baseball team.
Yeah.
Enough is enough.
You want another one?
And then he said that he played the person. What percentage did you play? Like, give me the number.
The righty-lefty thing.
Yeah, give me the number where it makes sense for Singleton to go up there and hack.
Yeah.
Get him off the team.
A couple more.
Okay. Sorry.
No, it's good. This is good. It's early, but trying to steal three outs with Rafael Montero.
You have to, man. He makes $11 million a year.
Okay, that was last year, too.
Yeah, well.
How'd that go?
It didn't go great. Montero, you're dealing with Montero. You have to.
All right. One more for you here.
Montero, man.
It's early, but.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Ryan Pressly is as a setup guy.
He's cooked.
I don't know about cooked.
He's cooked, man.
I don't know about cooked. I wouldn't go that far.
He's cooked.
It's just not him.
It's just not him.
He's not an eighth inning guy.
He's fried.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gave up the win.
I think Ryan Pressly, as we know it, is
dead. He took the L, man.
Yeah, Crawford Bach. Okay.
He took the L. Look at that Crawford Bach happening.
Look at that
right
freshness
there.
Right there.
Look at that.
Look at that can.
You like a beer that's sweating.
Best can in the game.
Yeah, you like a beer that's sweating.
Yeah, so I'm over this Singleton thing. Like, just get him off my baseball team. I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
Enough of it. Mm-hmm. John Singleton. Oh, if you don't know his story, yeah, I've heard it 150 times.
We know the
times.
Story. We know
and
the
I
story.
And I also know the end result of this.
Yes.
So I know what's going to happen. He's going to go up there and swing for the fences. Maybe he'll force three, but then he's going to strike out.
I mean, that dribbler almost got past the pitcher's mound.
Come on, man.
It almost got past the pitcher's mound.
Come on, man. I was happy he made contact.
That was one pitch, too, wasn't it?
God,
I think
man.
It was a one-pitch dribbler to the
How
pitcher.
Is he still on the team?
I don't know.
How is this a thing?
It's early, Landry.
No, it's not. there's a lot of things that it's early. The Singleton thing, we got to stop that. Seriously. Like, come on. You can do better than that.
Yeah.
Find me someone. I don't care who. Just find me someone.
It's early, but there's some things that didn't like yesterday.
Some stuff to keep an eye on. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Coming up, another day, another local event with boots on the ground. I got to ask this question about two of my coworkers, John Lopez and Sean Pendergast.
Mm-hmm.
And we also got to prepare you for the Cougs. But before that, we got to answer this question. Did these guys go too far? Next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Radio 610 presents live from the Texas Children's Houston Open. Here's In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
We're making the stories from outside the loop matter to you. This is Localize It.
Don't you know I'm local?
You're in the loop on Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
Golf requires goofy pants and a fat ass. You should talk to my neighbor, the accountant, probably a great golfer, huge ass.
There you go. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. We're live at the Houston Open.
I feel like we're not going to be invited back.
Why?
Because of you.
What did I do? What did I do?
Like that drop right there.
People think that's funny, man.
It is funny. I'm
By
just
the
kidding.
Way, they're coming out with the Happy Gilmore too. How does that make you feel?
I like it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I'm pumped for it.
Yeah.
I'm
and
really
what's her name? Paige Sporanic is going to be the agent.
Who's that?
She's very, very much going to fill the role.
Let me guess. She has big boobs.
No, she's
John
a golfer.
Lopez
she,
wants she's, to say
I think she's a pro or was a pro.
She's hot, man.
Not, well, what do you
she's
expect?
She's going to do a good job.
What do you expect in that role? Huh? Who would you like to see in that role if not Paige Sporanic?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't know we were doing women's golf.
Roseanne?
I thought we were doing men's golf.
Yeah.
Roseanne, she's still around?
You're the one that brought up Happy Gilmore, too.
Yeah, I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
So I have a question, and this is on the aftermath of Joe Espada's debut. Did Joe Espada go too far yesterday with the aggression? Did he go too far with Singleton pinch hitting for Jake Myers after he hit a bomb? 713-572-4610. In the spirit of that, three coworkers of mine.
Three? It was two a second ago.
It's three. Yeah. And they're probably superiors because one of them is the boss and two of them have been here longer than I.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going to ask the question. Figgy, I need you in on this. We need to embrace debate. Did these guys go too far?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to start with the guy to my right, John Lopez.
Wow.
John Lopez has some very successful kids, man.
Yeah, they've been doing, they make me proud.
His daughter is a nurse. She saved a life earlier this year. Off the clock, by the way.
Yeah, I was in a wreck.
I must add, in a wreck. And yesterday, John Lopez tweeted out that his daughter was kiss butt of the day.
No, I didn't.
At the Houston Open, and volunteer of the day,
volunteer of the day, aka
the loudest, most obnoxious volunteer. Did Lopez go too far in celebrating this accomplishment?
So
Figgy.
I don't think so, man.
Come on, man.
Hey.
The bar's up here, and he's going down here.
Hey, you a father now, too, man. Wait till your daughter get older, and those little accomplishments, you going to brag about it, too.
The bar is saving a life, okay?
She saved a life.
Yeah, so we don't go down to Kiss Butt of the Day or the Volunteer of the Day.
No, she.
I mean, what's going to top saving a life?
Well, that's the bar. That's the bar that he sets.
There are hundreds, if not thousands, of volunteers here. So she volunteered yesterday over by the 18th fairway. I think it was a military tent, like guys who were active military could go in there and get a sandwich or whatever.
Yeah.
And then doing other stuff. And her peers voted her Texas Children's.
What was the voting process?
I don't know. We'll ask her. Texas Children's Hospital, Houston Open.
Who votes for this?
I just told you. Volunteer.
All right,
of
I want to get
day.
The tally of the votes.
Volunteer
they
of
voted.
The day. By the way,
let
Figgy,
me see these votes.
So all these hundreds of people out here volunteering, and they're doing a great job. She gets Volunteer of the Day because she's helpful, because she's got a great personality, she's friendly, and everybody noticed and gave her to that. Landry yesterday was bragging about his kid crawling, which every kid ever in the history of the world that could crawl.
That's a fair statement. No, that's a fair statement. That is true. Like a lot of kids crawl, and I was celebrating something that everyone does, but that's a milestone. Like, you can celebrate milestones. Volunteer of the day?
That's
no one voted on that.
That's a milestone?
Supervisor just said, she's the one that's kissing up the most. I'm going to give volunteer of the day. All I'm saying is the bar's high.
It's hard to be a good volunteer.
So the answer to the question, did Lopez go too far, is no. I was overruled. Figgy and Lopez say no. Is that right?
Yeah.
All right. Next one. Landry Larker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. I might not be able to finish the show, but I'm going to have to ask a question about our boss.
Mm-hmm.
Parker Hillis, did he go too far?
Oh, wow.
713-572-4610.
Man.
He sent out an email yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And he basically he let us know, you know, he was having some issues with the car. He wasn't going to be able to come in the office, which happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens. You know, the car service, it's kind of awkward, especially with him. He is in the office every day. I will give him that. So it's not like, you know, sales guy
like
or something.
Sales team.
Yeah, you know, maybe Wednesday, half day, you know, whatever.
Yeah. When there's free food.
But when you're not going to be in the office, do I really need to know why? Like, do I need to know that your car is getting worked on? Like, who cares? It seems like too much information. Plus, car troubles always. Like, I know he's having car troubles, but I don't need the story. Just say you're going to be working from home.
I don't need the
full story.
I think you might be onto something only because of the perception. Like, if someone says, I'm going to be...
Oh, I had a flat.
Yeah. If someone says, I'm going to be late, I had a flat, your immediate reaction is what?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Sure you did.
All right, buddy.
Sure you did.
Yeah, all right.
Car trouble is in that same neighborhood, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's in the neighborhood.
I know he's having it, but do I need to know this?
Yeah.
Just say you're working remote.
And the third thing is... He doesn't have to prove anything.
He's in there all the time. He's on the grind all the time.
Hey, fellas.
24-7.
I'm going to be at home today.
Yeah. It's all good. I don't question you.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't need the information. Goodness gracious.
So in a shocker, I think I'm going to agree with you.
Okay. Figgy, did the boss go too far, too much information?
Nah, I disagree with that, man. Mm-hmm. Because like Lopez said at the end, he do a lot around here. He don't have to prove anything, but...
Sometimes, I don't need your description of what's going on.
My thing is, if he would have said, hey, I'm not in the office for the rest of the week, I mean, we might not do it, but some people might be like, oh, he just taking off there.
Damn.
He ain't doing nothing. So, hey, I'm having car trouble. I'll be around, but
yeah,
hit me up.
All right, so Figgy says no, me and Lopez say yes. Final one, Sean Pendergast.
All right.
Sean Pendergast is on a vacation.
Mm-hmm. I hadn't noticed.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get those updates. that definitely happens. He was at the Sixers game the other day with James Harden.
And yesterday,
courtside seats, mind you.
Yesterday, he went to a Billy Joel concert. Not sure who Billy Joel opened for, but he was at a. He went and saw Billy Joel.
Yeah. Oh, he had a nice little lunch. With,
and
Lisa Ann.
And then he put this picture up with Lisa Ann.
Yeah.
Who is a fantasy expert, and apparently, I mean, she started going on Sean's show a few years ago, and I just want you to read this post for me, John.
Yeah, yeah.
Read this post for me, please.
When in New York City, it's a Pendergast tradition. Lunch and drinks with one of our very best friends, the real Lisa Ann. Great catching up, lots of laughs.
All right. One of your best friends?
Very best friends.
Like, you could have just stopped at when in New York, it's a Pendergast tradition. Lunch and drinks with Lisa Ann. One of our very best friends?
Yeah.
You're telling me that Sean Pendergast, who is a social guy, you're telling me that one of his very best friends is Lisa Ann?
Why would
I hit that?
Come on, dog. Come on, dog. I mean, we don't have to take it too far. I know,
yeah,
she's, got like, I know she's got like 5 million Instagram followers and 2 million, but what, one of your best friends?
Her very, like, his very best
friend. Come on, brother.
Okay, so
come on, brother.
Then this one, I'm gonna surprise you again. I'm actually gonna side with him on this.
Oh my gosh!
Because this is what he.
One of my best friends.
This is what he is. This is what he does. And this is what he always likes to
this guy
to do is rub elbows.
All right.
Yeah, Patrick.
We got another one on the list here. We got another one on the list here.
But to be fair, he was actually on the course.
Oh, okay, okay.
He was holding the. Now, is he going to do that today?
Okay, 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 okay.
He's doing it again.
I was going to ask if the boss's husband, Patrick, the big boss's husband, went too far because he's rocking the golf box, but he was actually on the course.
He's holding the scoreboard.
Okay, so he's good.
The team scoreboard.
Okay, he's good.
Yeah.
He's good.
Yeah, he didn't get volunteered
but
today.
But you don't think Sean taking it a little too far? One of my best friends? Come on.
Sean is an elbow rubber. he loves to rub elbows.
One of our best friends.
With Big and okay, we're split here, Figgy.
I mean, come on. Like, let's just say happy to catch up with Lisa.
He's an elbow rubber.
One of my best friends?
Yes.
Come on, man.
And you never know where you're going to get your best
friend.
Give me
a break.
I'm actually going to defend him on this.
Figgy.
Figgy?
Do you feel like it's one of his best friends for real, though? I feel like they hang out way too often, man.
Yeah.
She was at the wedding. I feel like he always around her.
You mean like
a best
friend?
Which was weird too.
Yeah.
Which we could add to it. But
yeah, that's why I'm like, maybe they are best
friends.
She made
friends. The
cut. Maybe they are best friends.
Come on. One of my best friends. So let me put it this way. If Lisa Ann had 4.7 thousand followers instead of 4.8 million, would Sean be calling her one of his best friends? I'm asking.
Here's the question. Does she call him one of her best friends?
Come on.
That's very important,
key.
Man.
That's key.
That's key.
One of our best
we
friends.
Have to find out. We have to. I think I have her number. I'll text her. Is Sean
did
one
she,
of your
did she post
friends?
That same picture on her Instagram to her 4 million
yes.
followers?
And say, one of my very best friends.
Let's see. Let's see. Lisa Ann, did she post it?
Yeah, because that would be
if
very,
she didn't, it might be a one-way street.
Yep, you're right.
It didn't even make the story.
It didn't
it
make,
didn't
her,
even
story.
Make
oh,
her Instagram
man.
Story.
Oh, that's not a good sign.
Yeah, it didn't even make her Instagram story. Right, there was no post.
Can I change my vote?
There was no post.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they're not tight, and I like Lisa Ann. I like her analysis and all that type of stuff, but one of my best friends?
Yeah.
Like, come on,
you put a little extra sauce to it.
Come on, brother. Yeah. One of my best friends?
Yeah, yeah. Hey, do you think the big boss's husband is jealous that Leah got volunteer of the day and he did not?
I don't think he was kissing up like that. So. I don't think so. I don't think he minds.
Yeah, well.
All right, so... The verdict. Did Sean go too far? One of my best friends.
I switched my vote. I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Figgy?
Yeah.
I'm going to say yes, too.
Yeah.
Only because she didn't...
Just post
it. It would have been just fine if he did, if he left the best friend.
Oh,
out.
For sure. 100%.
Yeah. Yes.
No, 100%, because they're obviously tight, but one of my best like best friends?
Very best friends.
I mean...
But really? she didn't reciprocate, so that's key.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Sean.
Yeah.
So, to reset, Lopez did not go far, too far, with his praise of his daughter. Parker, probably a little too much information because of the detail. By the way, I replied all to your birthday wish, by the way. You notice that?
You did?
Yeah. I replied all to happy birthday,
yeah,
Lopez.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, I got in there. Mm-hmm. Sean Pendergast, probably a little bit too
thankfully,
far.
Nobody else did. Only one person did.
One of the best friends, yeah. We don't know about that.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up next, I want to look at a three-year window there's a discussion that we've been having for dang near 3 years. And there's a discussion that if we're having it 3 years from now, it will be one of the most costly results that could possibly happen when it comes to sports around here. Three-year discussions about two of the most important arms in town next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey, everyone. Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us, and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.